Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Important news emerging from the EU in the last couple of minutes, which will affect the car market. So the EU has given the definitive green light to really hefty additional tariffs on electric cars made in China. Opposition to this move came from Germany, but it has gone through because France and Italy and 10 other countries supported this move. So what it will mean is there will be tariffs now of up to 35.3% on top of the current 10% on cars coming in, electric cars coming in from China. So no doubt we'll hear more about that as time moves on. And in the last hour, soccer's world governing body FIFA has lost a case in the European Court of Justice, and this could have huge implications for the multi-million euro player transfer market. This case centres on a former French player, Lassana Diarra, whose transfer was blocked by FIFA rules. Let's get the latest on this from football correspondent with the Irish Independent, Daniel MacDonald. Good morning, Daniel.
Morning, Claire.
So let's maybe talk about how this case came about. Will you tell us about the player, Lassana Diarra, and what happened to him?
Yeah, so this relates to Lassana Diarra, formerly of Chelsea, Arsenal, Real Madrid, so reasonably well-known player globally, but it extends to his time in Russia. Around, I think it was 2014, he left Lokomotiv Moscow, or he was on the books of Lokomotiv Moscow. And so, long story short, he was on a long-term contract there. There was discussion around pay cuts, which he rejected. Sort of an element of he said, she said around, did he maybe refuse to train, or certainly was in the bad books of the club, who then effectively sacked him. But there was they took a case against the player as well for, I suppose, not following through on the terms and conditions of his contract. Now, that was just one case that happened in isolation. I guess where it becomes relevant to what's happened today is that he was no longer a player of that club, but in order to try and seek employment elsewhere, he still needed to have that case with Moscow resolved. A club from Belgium then tried to sign Lassana Diarra, but the reason they weren't able to sign him is because under FIFA rules, you need to have this international transfer certificate, which I guess is a bit like a passport to leave one country and go and play in another. But under FIFA rules, they say that Diarra didn't satisfy the criteria to be transferred because he still had an outstanding financial issue with his former club. And in simple terms, that meant that the Belgian club would have had to pay to sign Diarra. They weren't willing to do that. And that led a long and winding road to this case, where effectively you have a situation today where FIFA have been told that their player transfer rules may conflict with the EU laws as regards the freedom of movement of a player. Their rules stopped him from seeking employment elsewhere because the rules dictated that he needed to have his business with this club in Russia resolved before he could go somewhere else.
So it ends up at the European Court of Justice, and we know that the transfer market, it provides a huge revenue stream, doesn't it, for Premiership clubs, but also for European clubs. And this ruling in the last hour, what will the impact, the likely impact of this be?
Yeah, so it's a good question. I think people are waiting to see the full ruling to be sure, because there's two ways of looking at it, at this. I think, I suppose, the doomsday scenario that's been laid out is people thinking that this ruling might be cynically exploited, and that if you have a situation where a club wants to sign a player, that player could use this case to, I suppose, break their contract if they aren't being allowed to move, to allow that deal to happen. Now, the flip side of that is that, and I think the ruling that has come out there today does make a reference to contractual stability, the importance of it for football, that obviously for footballers, often the great protection is that you have a 5-year contract and you're entitled to get every cent of it. But there's obviously a feeling that maybe if you have a situation where a club wants to get a player who's on a long-term deal, that cynically they could exploit this to get out of it. And obviously, if that happens, then fees just start to reduce. There's more movement and less power for clubs and more power for players, and it could have a seismic impact on the whole transfer market, how it operates.
Because looking at it on the surface, it seems to suggest that you could be in a contract and decide if you're a player to leave at any stage with no penalty.
Yeah, I think that's the read of it. I think that's probably not the extreme read of it, but that's certainly, you know, the most cynical take on it. That's why people want to see the full ruling, to see what is laid down. It may well be that the rules might end up just being refined around a situation where there's a dispute and a binding sort of compensation requirement if a player is I guess sacked, in other words, you know, that maybe it may not be the full case here, where that scenario you paint out becomes the norm, that maybe the FIFA might have to tighten their rules around disputes such as the Diarra case to avoid the anarchy that you mentioned there almost coming into coming into practice.
Because the clubs could stop offering four-year contracts, for example.
This is it. I mean, you have a club like Chelsea at the moment that is offering 9-10 year contracts, you know, to get around certain rules. But as I said, I've spoken to a couple of people involved in football who would say that actually one of the strengths of football is that if you get a 5-year deal, you are entitled to get all of that money. Whereas in America, you'd have big contracts that you might have X amount of guaranteed money, but you can be turfed out overnight and lose an amount of money. In football, generally, your cash is protected. So the players will have to be a little bit careful of going down a road that might, as you say, clubs might say, well, then we're not going to give those long contracts anymore if you're going to walk. So it may not necessarily be the, you know, may go the way that some people would think in terms of players having every bit of power.
Now, listen, let's talk about some football action. I know you were at Shamrock Rovers last night, but there was another game with a late equaliser, Man United and Porto. And the line this morning is Harry Maguire has saved Eric Ten Hag's job.
Yeah, that's right. No, as I said, I was at Shamrock Rovers. Two games last night where a team with 10 men scored an equaliser, but very different circumstances. They were very happy with life. Clearly, the Manchester United situation. I mean, even at this stage, I'm not even sure if the details of games matter that much. As in, it just seems like saving the job would almost suggest that, like, it saved the job over the long term. It's maybe more a stay of execution in the short term. It just seems to be going one way with Ten Hag. And when you reach that sort of awkward end game, yeah, you might get a result that sort of prolongs you for days or weeks. But they seem to be in that stage where I don't think there's any real sense that he's going to be the long term answer. So I'm not sure if last night the relevance may well just be extending the stay, not so it's confirming it over a longer period of time.
Another watcher, Daniel, thanks so much. Daniel McDonald there, football correspondent with the Irish Independent. Coming up next, we'll get the very latest on the Middle East.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.